Hello, my name is Sally, and I'm a student at Boston College in the course Research Method. I'm doing a qualitative interview project for my class, and my study explores the questions of what factors stress our first-year students at BC. In this interview, I'll be asking you open-ended questions about your experiences as a first-year student, especially moments that felt stressful or challenging. You can share as much or as little as you are comfortable with. The interview will take about 20 to 30 minutes. With your permission, I would like to audio record our conversation so that I can accurately remember your responses later. The recording will only be used for this class assignment. There are no major risks or discomforts expected for participating, but some people may feel a bit uncomfortable talking about personal stress or emotions. If at any point you feel uncomfortable, you can skip any question or stop the interview entirely. That is completely okay. Your participation is confidential. Your name will not appear in my notes or final write-up. I will replace your name in all documents. The audio recording will be stored in a password protected, a protected folder, and after I complete the assignment and my grade is received, the recording will be deleted. Your participation is completely voluntary. Do you have any questions before we begin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do I have your verbal consent to participate and to record the interview?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, thank you. So, first of all, can you describe what your first few months at BC have felt like? What moments stood out as stressful or overwhelming to you?
Well, I feel like it's kind of chill. Like most, I met a lot of guys and peoples. And they are all pretty welcoming to me. So I feel like I enter to a new environment kind of smoothly. And so for about the anxious point, I feel like it's more like an academic aspect. Like, I'm in music theory course, and every time I'm calculating all the kinds of intervals between majors and minors, that makes me so stressful. I feel like, oh my God, I'm burned out. Yeah, so that's just the only point I feel so bad about it.
Okay, so you mentioned that you feel sometimes feel a little bit stressful in academic part. So what is the main factors or why did you think those things like feel stressful to you?
Firstly, I feel like because I'm a Chinese and all kinds of the textbooks and materials that we approached is like different language, is English, and it's not my first language, so I need to have a like a time to convert it into my brain, to translate to my brain so that I could like understand the information. So I think this is like the most har the harsh points that I've encountered. And another point I feel like is that the like more professional point, like music theory, this is a point, music, I like music, but theory is just changing into a new kind of concept. So I think this is the most challenging one. Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned that you're Chinese. That means you're now studying like away from home and in a new like environment. So, I have two questions here. First, how does being away from home, like being a foreigner, here at BC shape your stress, you think?
Shape my stress? Well, like apparently, while we have a really long vacation, my roommates will go to their hometown because it's pretty close to Boston. She's from New Jersey, but for me, yeah, no chance for me yet to do that. So I feel like most of the time I was like a little bit isolated from the society. So this is, yeah, the most obvious point. And shape my stress. Another,
I mean,
it's like more like a social aspect, right? Like,
I mean, like, how does like being an international student studying abroad, you think ha has influence or affect your stress level?
I think
Language barrier or
Yeah, language barrier must be the main point, but the like the pinpoint of it. Like I have to manage the language kind of precisely, and this makes me anxious.
Got it. And also, I heard that you mentioned you think music theory is really difficult for you.
Yeah, but there is also another really difficult test, but I dropped it. I withdraw it. So yeah, I gave up.
Psychology.
Yes, you know.
Okay, so, but you like you in you are still in the music theory course and. You didn't withdraw that course. Has anything or anyone helped you to overcome that your stress so that you are still like in this course?
Anyone? I feel like our professor is pretty good. She's a nice lady, and even though she's a little bit straightforward, but she is pretty helpful. And if I have encountered any problems, I will ask her. I think this is the point that I'm still staying here. Yeah, and
So
that's
professor
it.
is really nice. It's
Yeah.
that the course itself is really
Yeah.
okay. So talking about your professor or like just people around us here at BC, they're like, I mean, they're all part of campus environment. So how does BC's campus environment like you think influence how you manage your stress?
I feel like if I talking to people, it's a way to reduce the stress, right? And if we like isolated and just stayed in dorm, it is kind of like a closed, limited space for you. But the stress is just augmented and increasing into several levels. So because there are several activities in BC, so it's just pushed me out of my comfort zone so I could talk to people and get contact to new environment. And this is, I feel like this makes me like less stressful.
Okay. Then despite the academic part, I would like to talk like learn more about the social part. Talking about social relationships, you've mentioned that you think everyone is really nice and easy to like make friends with. But like I mean in daily life, would you sometimes feel like stress, for example, comparing yourself to other students or like
Peers of pressure. Exactly, because I'm in like an English writing seminar, which is totally foreigners, and their essays is just brilliant. But mine's is like more like a Chinglish style, and everyone like feel like so star. And I don't want to use this word. I like more like a little weird. And they were like, "Oh, what do you say, Michelle?" I was like, I don't know either." But yeah, this is what I'm using. So it's pretty embarrassing, but I kind of feel like, oh, it's okay right now for me, like. I don't care right now.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I should accept the gap between a native speaker and like an international student. So, yeah, accepting the facts is a way to reduce the stress.
Cool. So okay, so you've like talked a lot how like supportive your friends are. So can you please further explain or like give me an example on that?
Good question. Let me think about it. Like, I made a lot of friends and they kind of support me into different levels or different aspects. Like for For Sally. Yeah, she's one of my supportive friends, and I feel like every time I talk about something, some weirdos that I met, she's always like kind of accepting the fact and like also laughing about it. That makes me feel so sense of, acceptance, and I feel like, oh yeah, I'm still in a society, and yeah, this kind of sense of involvement makes me feel pretty comfortable for
Good to
myself.
hear that. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Okay. And also, you said they like some of your friends lead you out of the comfort zone so that you can be so adaptable to this new environment. Can you also like expand on that point?
Okay, I'll interpolate that point. For me, because I'm an introverted per people, I'm an introverted person, but I'm eager to kind of to not stay in my own point. I want to explore my outside to like maybe attend more or participate into another activities, clubs, and so that I met lots of friends. They invited me to several clubs like Rao, and also like maybe group into to the church, like arrange to the church on Sunday. And yeah, and met a lot of guys. They are just talking, and I feel really delighted. Yeah.
It's interesting to hear that you have participated in some clubs and like organizations. Can you like briefly introduce what activities have you attended, or what clubs are you like joining, and how they like help you manage your stress?
Not that much, but I only attended like a chorale, and I've in my alto part, alto one, and like we have like already had two performance already, and like one of them is like on when is it on October middle of in middle of the October, and another is like September or something. I forgot it. And I met a lot of nice and warm guy. They were pretty warm-hearted. They told me that do not feel stressed about it, and just feel the music. And yeah, I think it's a great chance for me to explore and it expand my social relationship between people. Yeah.
Okay, that's really nice. And now the last question. Can you walk me through a recent situation when you felt stressed at BC? What happened
Today.
during present?
Today. Yeah. Yeah, I'm easy to get like stressful, and so today is the first registration day for freshmen, and I have already planned for like five courses, but they are all fully registered. So I just walked through all the departments and solved the problems. That makes me pretty happy. But like before that, it makes me so anxious about like the next semesters. What can I do? I have no class to attend. That makes me feel like, oh my God, I hate this. Yeah. It's
So, in
outrageous.
this case, how do you think it like you can handle that stress?
I asked my advisors, and she told me that, okay, let's go step by step. First, like for the English core, like the lit core, maybe you could ask the email for like a someone, just like the dean officer of the English department. And Another problem is my econ statistics. They are just fully registered, and she suggested me to work through the department and ask the officer whether I can I like increase the capacity for the seat. And so, yeah, this is what I'm doing this afternoon, and I fixed the problem, so that makes me feel, yeah, pretty good.
Cool. So in the future, if you are going to have the similar situation, how do you think you can like do something in the in advance to like
In
prepare?
advance,
Yeah.
you mean like I should check it out like yesterday or something, right? Yeah, I think be prepared is a good trait for people because it makes me feel like, oh, I have a second backup plan, so I don't have to worry about it. I could solve it immediately. Yeah, so this is the ways of thinking and retrospect to the things or the problems. Yeah.
Okay, that's all for today's interview, and really thank you again for your participation.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad.